Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's a Falcons Monday with Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition.
Oh, come on,
tell
man.
Me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rick. On. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Talking with you about our Falcons and what's bugging you the most. There's a lot of stuff. Bad loss on Sunday, 30-0. Nothing to the Carolina Panthers. You get in the red zone how many times? Oh, look, we didn't. We didn't even get in the red zone. This game is a microcosm.
Against the Panthers.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. This game is a microcosm of all the things that have not gone right here early in the season. The good news is it is early. But this is not promising with this offense in the way that it is It is functioning right now. John Freaky is in for Mike. I want to remind you it's a huge weekend in Athens with Georgia getting ready to host Alabama on Saturday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is going to be in the middle of all the action. Join us Friday, 2 to 6. We will be live from Grindhouse Killer Burgers on Lumpkin Street, Mike and I, and we'll be locking in for Saturday's big game, along with getting the weekend started a little bit earlier. So come join us, man. 2 to 6, if you're in the area, you're going to Athens, that'll be Friday, 2 to 6. We'll be doing the show. The special guests will stop by as well. It's going to be a lot of fun as we get ready for Georgia-Bama this weekend. John, as we have been taking some phone calls and talking about how we feel about what's going on with this football team, my main concern is that a lot of the coaching things that we've been discussing, on all levels, by the way, special teams included, are just not where they need to be. And you don't make the same mistakes. Here's the other part about this, guys. Well-coached teams don't make the same mistakes over and over and over. They just don't. And when you're doing similar things week to week, and the clock management thing is something that just reared its ugly head, that is a concern because that doesn't happen to teams that are paying attention to what's happening the week before. But more importantly, hey, this cannot happen. We can't call a timeout, come out and get a delay of game and then not get the first down. So those little things are also a part of this equation on top of the fact that right now this is one of the worst offenses in the NFL, period. That's just where we are. Now, where they're going to go, John, I don't know, but you say you have some answers as you were talking about this last hour.
Well, my philosophy on this is that you have to get somebody in the room who can settle the room down, because the worst thing that's happened to the Falcons right now is panic. The quarterback is panicking. The offensive coordinator is panicking. Marquise Williams, who's been a special teams coordinator for this team for a long time, is panicking. My God, if we have to go to our fourth kicker in five games because you can't get that part right? I mean, just look at – right now, look at my Twitter where I've got, you know, Swamper Roy and Ray View and Zeke Love and Allison Smith and Ed Karshna and a whole bunch of people weighing in here talking about things like, you know – and Ed's not wrong. He says, you know, John, before the season, you were talking about Zach Robinson being a kind of a hot guy. You know, I mean, everybody thinking about – you know, and I was. I admit it. because I thought last year, especially when he would coach the final three games with Mike Penix, he's going to have a whole offseason with him. He's going to have a chance to, you know, build an offense. And this has nothing to do, by the way, with any preseason games or anything like that, okay? This has to do with the fact that this offense, three touchdowns in three games, three, and as the one caller pointed out rightly, one was they just let us score, is just not acceptable on any level, to the point where I think changes need to be made effective immediately. If it means making T.J. Yates the interim offense coordinator, again, I don't know why you wouldn't at least call Matt Ryan's been mentoring Michael Penix. Matt, do you have any? Do you want to help the team? I mean, something, because you got to do something. To just stand here and hope that it gets better. Oh, you guys better fix this. What would lead me or you, Carl? I mean, because you, boy, your Twitter's been on fire, dude, because you've been spot on. I mean, I like this one, like that one, like that one, because you're saying everything that I'm thinking. You're just doing it in a better way. What would lead me to think what for 1 second that this is going to get better against Dan Quinn next week? Because you tell me. Because I got none.
I don't. And here's what's crazy, John. You say that you gave him the benefit of the doubt because that's what we usually do when we talk about offensive coordinators. Mm-hmm. When Kyle Shanahan was here, and we're going to take your phone call, Ricky. Hold on for us as we're just talking about all these things and all this stuff that's going on with this football team and how disconnected, okay, this offense is right now. It just is. And nobody in this city, nobody around the country can tell us otherwise. We've watched 3 weeks of like, what is that? What are they trying to do there? What's going on? And then yesterday, that lackluster offensive performance just was the cherry on top to go, this ain't working. But when Kyle Shanahan was here, and I said this when he got here, Kyle Shanahan already had 10 years of play calling experience. He was an OC, guys, or an assistant OC at 28 years old. And the reason why I go back to that is because Zach is learning on the job. To give him the benefit of the doubt because you feel like he came from Sean McVay, I understand that. And you say, well, most of the guys that leave McVay's tree usually have success. But here's where we are. We do have an offensive coordinator who I think is bright and I think is smart and I think he's got great ideas, but he's learning on the job. And so when Shanahan got here and said, hey, here's how we're going to do things, and Matt Ryan even has attested to this, he's like, oh, we're going to do it that way, huh? And the first year it looked like, well, I don't know if Matt can do this. And in the second year, he's the MVP. And all of a sudden, we're going to the Super Bowl. It has to do with understanding what you want to do and how things work. And I say that, John, to say, you gave him the benefit of the doubt, and a lot of people have. I was a wait-and-see guy on this, and I wanted to see. Like, I get it. You got a talented quarterback. You have, yeah. I think, the most talented running back in the league. You've got a guy on the outside that I really believe in Drake London. The Pitts thing, you know where I've been on that for the last 4 years. It's hit or miss. Okay, he's open now. We're not going to him. I don't get it. But I wanted to see the philosophy of what the new guy was going to attempt to do.
Yeah, you tell me what it is.
Don't know. I have no idea what the hell we're trying to do.
I had 13 rushes for beat, one carry for Tyler Algier. One. For a guy that could start for 22 NFL teams, one.
It's not enough. Or as one famous rapper says, it's not enough. 404-726-0929. Let's grab a phone call here. He's been holding on since last hour. Ricky in the ATL. Ricky, hey, man, what's bugging you about this team?
How you doing? Can you guys hear me?
Absolutely.
Hey, man, what up?
Okay, so I just need a quick second to cook. I'm gonna try to get everything out that I can.
Take your time. Take your time. I know you're frustrated. Go ahead.
Okay, so this is where we are, and what I do like about you guys, you guys shoot pretty straight. I mean, I know you're on the radio, and I guess some people would think that you have to have somewhat of a biased, you know, opinion about the Falcons. But this is my assessment right now where we are. The first thing. And I hate having these conversations after a loss because you can kind of come across as kind of just being a prisoner of the moment and just panicking and saying stuff and just giving these takes. That's not the moment.
We've seen enough. But go ahead. What you got?
Okay. So I think the Falcons, where we are now, is that by the end of the season, Coach Ra will probably still be there. But I would not be mad. And I would also even further say that I think that we should move on from him. This is just my opinion. Move on from him. Move on from our offensive coordinator. One of them will probably be released by the end of the season, I think. It probably will be Zach Robinson instead of Coach Ra, but I don't think it'll be both. But I think by the end of the season, we're probably not going to the playoffs. I think that it also
– Why not? I mean, but all right, stop. But why not? I mean, seriously, why not? I mean, it's 1-2. It's really a bad – but why not? This team has enough talent. This team is underperforming because it's being – hang on. It's being poorly prepared and poorly coached. So at the very least, I would hope that Arthur Blank would hold a – you know, the Monday meeting that they had at 9 a.m. this morning, every Monday they do on game week, that come-to-Jesus moment, he looked at him and said, you got to beat Washington this week or you're fired. I mean, dead serious.
I can tell you why. My assessment is this, and people may think I'm jumping the gun. I'm of the mindset that when the 2026 NFL draft comes, I think that we should be looking at the quarterback position again.
What?
We don't have a first-round pick. We traded it.
Oh, man. Well, I think
you want a second-round quarterback? Is that what's going to help this team?
Wait a minute. Now, hold on. No. Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on. We just took a guy in the top 10. The talent is there. What is it that you want to see from Michael Penix? What you want to see is the development and growth, which we're not seeing because of what John is telling you. That's the bigger issue here. We don't have a guy that doesn't possess the talent to do this, but you have to. This is that you're cultivating this. You're nurturing this. All right, it's a baby. You gotta raise this thing up. Nobody comes into the league. Nobody comes into the league and goes to the Super Bowl. Right, their rookie season. It just doesn't happen. This was Michael Penix's sixth game. I am not ready to move on from Michael Penix. He's talented enough, but with that, coaching matters. So I disagree there. We shouldn't be looking at any quarterback next year. Improve the damn roster, add some depth, and go get some other playmakers to help Michael Penix on this offense if you're going to go that far. But let's not even think about that. If you're going to tell me that Ra may not be here or that our offensive coordinator may not be here, I'm with John on this, by the way. What?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Can't we make the playoffs? This is what's so
right,
frustrating.
Exactly. Let me ask you a quick question, Carl, as we go to break. At the beginning of the year, had the Falcons title playoff window opened? Because if the answer to that is yes, now you know why you're making moves. Mm. Because my answer is that window's open.
It's open.
And you're slamming it on your own damn fingers.
It is open.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.